Carmen Griggs is a master gardener and one of the folks behind One Vegetable, One Community in Itasca County. She and Jesse Davis are joining us this morning to tell us more. Welcome, you guys.
Well, hello there.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. And can you tell us, how did One Vegetable, One Community come into being?
Well, One Vegetable, One Community has been a project that's been going in Minnesota for a number of years in a number of different communities, but it came to Itasca County 2 years ago when we picked beans as the vegetable for 2017. Last year was the year of the carrot, root of wonder. And this year, leafy greens are making the world tour for 2019. We've had some school kids involved with doing some artwork for us, so we've just had a lot of fun with these themes around these vegetables.
So how did you folks choose greens as the veggie of the year this year?
We kind of just got us local veggie nerds together. You know, we had looked at some other communities and what they had done before, and then just kind of talked about some of the things that we thought were maybe kind of really awesome and a little underloved or a little misunderstood. And we had some definite beatniks that were trying to push the beats. And you know, I was kind of thinking...
Talk about underloved.
Right? Yeah, I know. I just had like a 10-minute conversation with someone's like, I will never eat a beet again. And his last beet experience was when he was 5. But, you know, I knew that garlic wasn't going to work out too well either. So, yeah. There are so many different kinds of greens, and so it just gave us a lot of options and just seemed like something that would be fun to gather the community around.
You mentioned beets, and beets do have greens. What counts as greens?
Well, it was an interesting conversation among all of us to decide what counted as greens and what we were going to include. Leafy greens as a category is huge, actually. There are even some edible wild greens that grow. A lot of things that people think are weeds are actually things that people can eat, like dandelion greens.
Or lamb's quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it really has brought into the discussion inclusivity and diversity when it's talking about vegetables.
Well, I was kind of a curmudgeon when it came to cabbage because I'm like, no, cabbage is its own thing. Like that, we can do that in a couple years. But then, because that's a brassica, you know, just along with broccoli and cauliflower and all those sorts of things. But then kale, I believe, is also a brassica. And I totally think of kale as a leafy green. So we kind of went back and forth and got, you know, nerdy about it and had a good time. But, you know, some of the other greens would be Swiss chard. And that's a fun one because people don't really use a lot of it and they don't kind of know what to do with it. So there's a nice educational, you know, component there. There you've got your Asian greens.
Asian greens, pak choy.
Mm-hmm. Gai lan. I mean, you go to an Asian grocery store and there's so many different kinds of greens. But then, you know, spinach and, you know, you've got your kale, mustard greens, turnip greens.
Mesclun, yeah. Microgreens, all different kinds of lettuces.
Exactly. Arugula. Yeah, there's quite a bit out there.
You could even make alfalfa sprouts and consider those a leafy green.
Right?
Yeah. I am thrilled because kale is my favorite vegetable. So,
you'll find some people in your camp and some people outside your camp.
Some against, I know. But we have some raised beds outside of KAXE, and we usually try to participate in the One Vegetable, One Community. So, I'm going to plant some kale.
There's so many things we could plant.
Yes.
Right. So where did the seeds come from?
So the seeds are all donated from both local sources. We've got a feed store here in town that supports us. And then we wrote to a number of different, you know, the wonderful seed catalogs that you get coming in your mailbox come around Christmas time, January. So we wrote to all those companies and just explained what the project was and asked for donation of seeds. And that's really neat when those seeds start pouring in because we become exposed to varieties of vegetables that we weren't. One of the things that we ended up with were some basil seeds, and so then that was a discussion as to, you know, who would you grow basil and eat it as just a leafy green? And I happen to love a few basil leaves thrown in with my salad.
I do too. Yes.
Our first year when we did beans, and Carmen was really the one who did a lot of the outreach to these seed companies, we got some really unique varieties of beans. You know, you have beans that are grown for the dried legume itself, as well as green beans. There was some stuff I'd never heard of. It was really pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
How do you package them up, and how do they come for a person who wants to participate in the One Vegetable, One Community?
Good question. So we've got a couple of events upcoming. The first one actually is tomorrow evening at Clockau Brewery here in Grand Rapids. And we will be starting at 5:30 assembling some of our seed kits. So the kits will be distributed at local public libraries, food shelves, and some elementary schools, because we work quite a bit with school kids on this project as well. And so each kit will come with all the instructions that you need, some recipes, some information on One Vegetable, One Community, and then a package of seeds. We've had some school groups working on doing some neat art on some row markers. So your kit would probably include row markers, and then everything you need to just get going with your leafy green.
Are there any jokes this year, Carmen?
Oh, yes.
They're green jokes? Okay.
You could let us know what you like about leafy greens.
Grown.
I love those vegetable puns.
We are talking with Jesse Davis and Master Gardener Carmen Griggs about One Vegetable, One Community in Itasca County. Carmen, what time of year is good for planting greens?
That's a good question. One of the best years I ever had for growing spinach was something I did totally by accident. I had tried to do a late planting in August of the previous year, and it was too warm and the seeds didn't come up. So I just kind of wrote them off, and by golly, this time of year, right around the beginning of April, they poked their little heads out of the snow, and I had some of the best, biggest spinach leaves I've ever had.
Ooh, I bet.
So it kind of depends on how early you can get out there and work that soil. You know, it's still pretty muddy right now, so it might be a little early to get out there yet. But, you know, if you've got a little protected spot or a raised bed, something like that, even this time of year, there are so many greens that are frost hardy that would be fine putting out already.
So can we grow greens even if we don't have an actual garden? Can we just tuck them in somewhere? How do we
Absolutely.
Find
the space? Yep, you could tuck them in amongst flower beds, you know, up against the foundation of the house, put something in a pot outside on the deck or on the patio. Oh. Absolutely.
When I was in Vietnam several years ago, you know, I was on a tour bus, this agricultural tour, and we'd go driving through these towns, and in the median of these boulevards, there were people that would grow greens, and there might be, you know, 3 inches, a 3-inch long strip, and people would, I mean, you can grow greens just about anywhere, and especially some of the things like your collards, your mustard. You know, mustard is an invasive species that's taken over huge swaths of California because it's such a hardy green. So it's something that you can definitely, you know, grow and you know, pick when it's young and tender, or let it get big and stew it down with a ham bone, throw some spices in there. And
you're making me hungry.
Maybe a little smoked sausage. Yeah. So,
Carmen, excuse me, you mentioned planting them by accident the year before, and they just came up. Can you start them in advance? I have a few things started in my house. Can you start greens or lettuce ahead of time?
Absolutely, you can. All those things would transplant well. Oftentimes, you can find, you know, kale, those kinds of things you can find at the greenhouse. So when those greenhouses get up and get running, you can go in and buy some of those things already started. I've started lettuce from seed in the house before and transplanted it outside very successfully. So yes, you can do that in a variety of ways. And leafy greens generally are, with the exception of a few of the hardy your greens, often are something that you just pick when the leaves are young and tender. So it's not like you need the whole plant to mature in order to start enjoying the harvest from it.
One of the things I do that's maybe wrong with greens is I plant them once and then I forget to plant them again. How much should I be planting at a time in order to assure that I'll have greens all summer long?
That's a good question. It kind of depends on how much you want to eat. Some of those greens are very weather dependent, like spinach, for instance. When it gets hot, that stuff just wants to bolt, which means set seed. So you aren't going to be real successful doing later sowings when the weather is real hot. But there are other greens that are more heat tolerant. So you could be succession planting some of those more heat tolerant greens for later in the summer.
Especially for the little bok choys. Those are one of my favorites to grow just because you can't get them up here. If you do get bok choy at the grocery, it's huge. It's probably been on the shelf for 2 weeks and they're charging, you know, $2.50 a pound for it. And those we might do every 5 days because they only maybe take 40, 45 days to mature. So that's something that they do have some more heat tolerant versions. So that's something to look at in seed catalogs to kind of see if there's some indication on what sort of weather they're tolerant of.
Do you guys have personal favorite greens or favorite recipes for greens?
I like to eat my greens. I guess I'm kind of a purist. I like raw greens. I like them in a salad. I'm not much of a cooked green person, which doesn't mean I can't be converted. People tell me I will develop a taste for kale.
And for me, the first time I ever really had cooked greens was using some traditional Southern recipes that kind of came from the Afro-American sort of soul food genre. And these were slow cooked with either a ham bone or a pork hock or something like that. Or there was some kind of curry flavors in there. And then I started to realize that wasn't all that dissimilar from some of the spinach and other kinds of green curries that you might get at an Indian restaurant. You know, like a saag, anything you see that says saag, S-A-A-G, is going to be done with, you know, cooked down spinach, often with a homemade yogurt-based cheese. And then, of course, you've got all those wonderful spices. And I think that can be a really good way. If you've got some bigger greens that might be a little bit tough for a salad, you can chop those up, saute them, cook them down with maybe a little bit of stock or water or wine or beer, you know, just some kind of liquid, you know, add the fun spices. And then, you know, if you're like me, you got to throw some sort of dead animal in there, you know, a sausage, bacon, ham, you know, something like that goes really good. And you can sort of balance, you know, some of that kind of earthy bitterness that comes from those more mature greens with something that's smoky, maybe a little bit more sweet and a little spicy.
If you're interested in more recipes, we try to post a couple recipes on our Facebook page every week. So it's OVOC Itasca.
Yeah, it's at OVOC Itasca. And then from there, you know, we're friends with a lot of these other One Vegetable, One Community groups throughout Minnesota. So you can, if you want to know what's going on in Moorhead or Bagley or Duluth or, you know, some Bemidji. I mean, there's quite a few different communities, all with different veggies. And there's definitely kind of neat to see what other communities they're up to, too.
The OVOC does stand for One Vegetable, One Community. Remind us again about the seed packing events that you have coming up.
Well, we're doing some with some local groups, but the one that's open to the public is tomorrow evening, April 18th, at Klockow Brewery in Grand Rapids. At 5:30.
At 5:30, okay.
So that's open to the public. If you're just interested in coming in and having a beer and finding out what One Vegetable, One Community is all about, come on in and we'll put you to work.
Or a kombucha. They just have gotten some new kombucha there, if that's your thing. And then also, OVOC Itasca is going to be at the Old Central School on First Friday. And so they're going to be there giving out these seed kits and kind of talking about greens. And First Fridays are always a fun time, you know, here in downtown Grand Rapids for people to get out and stroll and you know, see what's new on the art scene. And that's a great opportunity. If you're not able to make it tomorrow to help pack some seeds, come and see the fruits of our labor on Friday, May 3rd.
I never thought this would be a mouth-watering interview talking about greens, but it certainly has been, you guys. So thank you so much for coming in, and thanks for the work you're doing.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
That's Carmen Griggs, Master Gardener and part of Itasca County One Vegetable, One Community, and also Jesse Davis, our friend who does a lot of work on local foods. You are listening to Local Foods on Northern Community Radio, reminding you to eat your greens.